The coronavirus outbreak has upended daily life and put livelihoods at risk. TPR's Camille Phillips tells us how two San Antonio families are coping on the first day of school closures across Bexar County. She stopped by Lanier High School, where families who rely on free and reduced-priced meals were able to pick up sack lunches for their children.
At Lanier High School on San Antonio's west side, cars full of families pull into a circular driveway. A school official asks how many children are in each car.
Hi, I don't know how many I have with you. Just one?
All right.
Cafeteria workers grab milk out of an ice-packed portable cooler and add them to sack lunches for each child.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Most families drive through in cars and SUVs, a great way to keep people apart and limit the spread of COVID-19. But Leticia Tapia comes to the school lunch pickup on foot with three grandkids in tow.
Ariana. Aiden.
My name is Jordan Gomez. I'm 11 years old and I go to Days of Allah Elementary.
She says the meal pickup is a blessing for her family because having her grandkids home all day is an extra burden on their pocketbook.
It is really, really hard. You know, to have them, they're constantly eating. So it's hard.
With school canceled, Tapia is watching her grandkids while her daughter is at work. She says they're running her a bit ragged.
Going crazy. Playing too is going crazy. Yeah, but I was telling my daughter that she's got to do something, like study or something, because they can't be without the education. They need their education.
She may soon have some help keeping the kids busy. San Antonio ISD plans to distribute work packets and remote learning material if they stay closed next week. But Ariana, Aiden, and Jordan may be spending their days with their grandma for weeks to come, depending on how the virus spreads this week. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath said Sunday that some Texas schools could be out for the rest of the academic year. And that's not the only uncertainty weighing on families.
We're both about to get laid off real bad, and the hours are cut and everything.
Father of three, Junior Galvan, is worried the travel restrictions and event cancellations will leave him and his wife without jobs. Galvan drove to Lanier with a red truck full of his three kids and two nephews. He leaves the truck idling and steps out to speak with me.
They were supposed to be in school, and this was like unplanned. So basically we have unplanned two meals. That's 20 meals that we didn't plan for. So, I mean, this helps out a lot.
He and his wife work at a hotel downtown. He's a maintenance engineer, and she does room cleaning inspections. They think they're about to get laid off because San Antonio isn't getting many visitors.
By the end of the week, I heard that they're just going to close down hotels. And they were giving us, like, one day off, and then this week, 3 days off, you know, extra. And that's, like, now we have zero money, you know?
Galvan says he hopes to find side jobs if he gets laid off. He used to work in construction. But for now, he gets back in his truck and back to a job he may not have in a week or two. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.